local farmers in Walmart. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, the customer wants to have a variety of choices. So if that means locally grown, then we should do what we can to make sure that those products are available to customers.
Say what you will about Walmart, but they do understand that more folks are wanting more locally grown food. Chad Mitchell, the Senior Director of Digital Communications for the food giant, says when they buy local, those products will usually sell out rather quickly.
When we can localize our message and when we can serve a customer in Alabama, for instance, I remember we did a shoot down there with a strawberry grower. People will go to the stores to buy those, especially when they see those ads. So we did a partnership with Durbin Peaches down in I think they were in Georgia, but that they might have been in Alabama as well. And the store couldn't keep the peaches on the shelves. As we ran the ads, people knew that they were locally grown, and they love that.
Chad Mitchell says Walmart is always looking to get products into their stores that, quite simply, their customers want. And it works both ways. Either Walmart will seek out local farmers when they hear of a quality product produced, or Mitchell says sometimes it works if the farmer contacts the local store manager himself.
Farmer will reach out to us, and then we'll obviously reach out to them, as I know we've done in some of these areas, to find more locally grown products from when our customers ask for them. Then I think certainly if they were to walk in, talk to the store manager, and explain who they are and what their products are, then our store managers oftentimes have the ability to make those decisions and carry the products that they know that their customers are going to want.
Now, there's no doubt the market for locally grown food is growing more every day, and farmers in Tennessee might be able to take advantage of their local Walmart. Incidentally, it's a shame our farmers aren't growing bananas, because Chad Mitchell says that's what Walmart sells the most of. It's their top-selling item. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.